Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the Capital City Recap. Rich Hurl here with you, filling in for the vacationing Michael Cohen. James Platy producing tonight's show here on this Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day is our next topic for discussion. We're going to take a look at what's happening as far as retail sales go as it relates to Valentine's Day. And joining us on the line right now, we did have him, but clearly we have lost him. So we're going to try him again. Tom Scott from the Michigan Retailers Association. So we'll see if we can get him back on the line. Once again, this is the Capital City Recap here on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. While we're waiting to get Tom back on the line, just a reminder, we've got the Ingham County Board of Commissioners meeting coming up down in Mason. That's getting underway at 6:30 and just about just a few minutes from now. So head on down there for that. We've had a couple news stories this morning regarding that. We've got Emily Scarlett down there covering that meeting. We'll have more on the meeting tomorrow morning during our news. And right now, I believe we've got Tom Scott from the Michigan Retailers Association back on the line. Tom, you there?
I am here. Happy Valentine's Day.
There we go. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well, Tom. We've got you on the line. Thanks so much for joining us here tonight. We're going to talk Valentine's Day as far as retail sales go. Where does Valentine's Day rank exactly on the retail side when you compare it to other holidays, like, say, Christmas, for example?
Well, Valentine's Day is very important. It's high up on the list. It's doesn't come close to Christmas, but it's probably around the third best time of the year. Christmas, of course, leads it all, and then back to school comes in a pretty good second. Then probably Valentine's Day with maybe Halloween coming right behind that. So it's pretty good. I mean, you know, nationally they talk about people spending like over $17.5 billion with a B. And if we look at Michigan's share of that, it's probably around a little over $500 million. So, Cupid's been busy.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about some of the top retail items when it comes to Valentine's Day. You know, I would assume that flowers and candy top the list. Am I right on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Flowers, candy, all the traditional things, certainly cards. But also an awful lot of jewelry, people who are spending a little bit more. And by the way, the predictions going in were that people felt like spending more this year, which is a little bit of a reflection of the way retail sales have been going a lot of the year. But anyway, people were more in a spending mood this year, and you know, there's all sorts of things, whether it's dinner or even a short trip, and then all those conventional gifts too. So, you know, a good time.
You mentioned the money that's brought in to Michigan retailers from Valentine's Day sales. Talk about the trend that you have seen over the last few years about the sales. Have they been up? Have they gone down over the last few years? What have you seen?
Well, as you'd expect, they followed the whole trend of our economy. So they were, you know, they were nothing to really brag about for a few years in there. Came back last year a little bit, and then came back even more this year. So, again, that's an indication that people are feeling more confident. Maybe they're not so concerned that they're going to lose their job, or they don't have a family member who's lost their job. And, you know, as we all know, the unemployment rate is still way too high in this state, but it's made some good improvements, and I think people, you know, they're feeling that.
Now, you know, when I think of ordering flowers, you know, the first the first companies that come to my mind just immediately right off the back. You've got Pro Flowers, you've got 1-800 Flowers, you've got these major companies, and it is just so easy to order online. And just the other day, I was reading some articles online about how some small businesses were impacted by these major companies. They were struggling a little bit because some of these other big businesses, if you will, some of these nationally known companies have fared so well. What have you seen in Michigan in regards to small businesses on Valentine's Day? Have they been hurting at all as a result of some of these major companies?
Well, certainly, and it's not just Valentine's Day. It's 365 days a year, 366 this year with leap year. But this is a very serious issue, and it's one that Michigan Retailers Association is engaging the Michigan legislature in. And that is that the advantage that out-of-state merchants, online only, they get a built-in 6% price advantage over our Michigan-based companies because they're not required by law to collect the sales tax. Now, the consumer who purchases is required to pay the equivalent 6% use tax, but it's really more of a voluntary thing. It's required, but it's not really enforced. So very few people end up paying it, and that really puts our Michigan-based retailers at a disadvantage. And we've worked with some legislators. There's bipartisan legislation before the Michigan House right now that would close this door, close this loophole, take some steps toward that, and really, you know, for our retailers, it's really about fairness. It's just really not fair to treat a sale being made by a company that doesn't even have any investment in Michigan to somehow have government give them a special advantage over our Michigan-based companies. And that's just a travesty.
And we've got less than a minute left, and we're talking with Tom Scott from the Michigan Retailers Association. Tom, as far as monthly retail sales go, how do sales in February compare to other months of the year as a result of Valentine's Day?
Well, we don't have February numbers yet, actually we don't even have January numbers yet. But for the end of the year, November, December, we had a good Christmas season. It was the second good season in a row. About two-thirds of Michigan retailers had an increase in sales, and most of those, it was more than 5%. So again, that's a pretty good year. Interestingly, though, we talk about they had about an average of about a 4% increase was the average all the way around. So we say that, you know, that's a real good increase. And then we look at the way online sales have grown, and they had about a 15% increase.
All right, Tom, we're going to have to let you go. We're up on a hard break. Thanks so much for joining us. Sorry to cut you off there. Tom Scott from the Michigan Retailers Association. We'll be back with more on 1320.